cost, and then after cost, everything's going to be.
Did you look at it? There's no indication of what we do.
See why? Too shy too, huh? Just as you think it.
No, I'm going to try to make it up in front of them. Yeah. Requested, I mean, they're going to. No, I'm going to request that, we have to hear the. Extending.
Again. Did you get it on tape? Did you record the voice?
I don't know.
I got more time.
I mean, it doesn't. He's tight,
I don't know.
I didn't know it was going to be tight. These cannot be treated any differently than the other ones. So, how were the other ones treated? Do you remember?
The other what?
The other codes of conduct.
Well, we
were they,
first thing we
the other executive sessions, were they distributed freely?
No. No, they were always approved in executive sessions.
And you had to ask for them in private, or certainly?
No, no. The next executive session, they're supposed to read the minutes and have them approved in executive session.
And then they go into some secret vault.
If I leave early, you can have these are different arguments against.
That's mine, right? Yeah, right. All right. There's the parliamentarian. There he is.
That's the computer.
Need to give this to Chad. He's the one asking for this. The absurdity is like, who cares? Yeah. Well, it's a big fight. Finally, we got it. Give it to Chad. Remember all the cool people that you met in Pacifica. We got some guts. and make sure, make sure this.
Make sure we don't.
Not.
We have forum, so let's start here. Welcome to everybody for the August 24th meeting of the KPFT Local Station Board. Will the secretary call the roll? Sit down. Evelyn? Conda?
Here.
Don Delaney?
Here.
Terry Hudson is here. Melinda? Lee Hood? Edmund?
Christian.
Sandra?
Here.
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 Bruce Tennant? Ted Larson? Lisa Bell?
Here.
Joe Jackson? Joe Montez? Joe Dryer?
Here.
Ken Whitman?
Here.
Michael Wilson?
Here.
And Greg Bradley?
Here.
Point of order?
Point of order.
Point of order?
Since you are the president of the board member, and therefore I'm not going to recognize you as a speaker.
Madam Chair, I have not been notified of any suspension, nor have I been notified of any cause of suspension. Until that time, I don't consider myself to be suspended.
The board, you were in the meeting when the suspension was.
Which I contest as being illegal, Madam Chair, at the time and continually, Madam Chair.
And the entire board was notified. And you are.
No, Madam Chair, the entire board was not notified of the cause of my suspension. And until that happens, Madam Chair, I do not consider myself suspended.
The rest of us do.
You may consider what you wish. I'm saying, I have a responsibility under the bylaws to be here to represent my constituency unless cause is given why I cannot do that.
I am warning the member that you need to stop speaking because you are not eligible to speak. And move on.
Point of order.
It will not recognize you because you are subject to, and you are not eligible to speak.
Point of order.
Point of order. And then point of order, to state your point.
My point is that we need to address the issue of Ken Freeland not being on the roll. He should appear as a member, and he should be addressed as a present.
Your point of order is that's out of order because the decision of the suspension is an item on the agenda that will be taken up in executive session. Moving on. Lenny?
There's a meeting of the Pacific and National Board next Monday, and I've got a copy of the agenda, and there is an item on there to address the KPFT-LLC suspension and freelance. It's not put on there by me or anyone from Houston, but I just want to let you know that that's there, so perhaps that will help.
I don't know. Yes, I'm very concerned, in fact, that both the national, because I am very concerned, and this is probably not only the writer, but I felt that the last motion was not discussed, so I have problems with that, and I indicated that to the national. And I just wanted to express that because I don't want it to be blamed that I voted in that group. I did not vote to discuss this agreement.
Thank you. And the discussion will be taken up in executive session with the motion to rescind.
Can I explain my point of order, please?
No, it is out of order.
Well, I haven't explained it yet.
It
I have
is
a
out
right.
of order because the matter will be addressed when the agenda item comes up in executive session for the motion to rescind.
I have a right to explain my point of order, don't I? I have a need as a human being and a board member. I have a need to see justice served with regards to Ken Freeland. I have a need to make sure that process is honored as a delegate of the board and as a person responsible to the Pacifica Foundation. And this board is not allowing me to fulfill that need and that obligation by dismissing Ken Freeland's presence, and really illegally, if not unjustly.
Your point of order is now with it.
Moving on.
Did you overrule that?
Yes.
Okay, then I
appeal. It's out of order.
Then I appeal.
If you find it out of order, yeah, and if I have stated, it is being taken up in executive session, you have already put on the agenda and recognized the motion.
Well, that's my next issue, but right now I'm trying to get Ken Freeland's presence recognized in
out of order.
Well, I'm appealing it. I've already heard you say it's out of order, so I'm appealing.
It's not subject to appeal. You are out of order because it's on the agenda. I'm going to get rid of the agenda.
She can't do that. She can't receive it.
I just would like to ask the board if you have the secretary put into the minutes that Ken Freeland was present at the meeting. And I wrote that out so that he reflected in the minutes.
I make a motion that we.
There's a motion on the floor.
He wasn't recognized.
No, it hurt.
She didn't recognize. But you'll say she did.
Now, everyone, one at a time, and address the chair. There is a. Is there any objection to having the meeting minutes reflect that Ken is at the meeting? No, I wanted to report that. Okay? Now, hearing none, then the minutes will reflect that. There was a motion to approve the agenda. It was moved by Lisa, seconded by TC to approve the agenda. Is there discussion?
Yes.
Michael.
I do not wish to approve the agenda, but that we need to move the item of Ken Freeland's suspension to the top of the agenda, because so I'm moving that we move Ken Freeland's matter in open session to the top of the agenda.
The motion to extend as the first agenda item and to take that off in open session.
Because I never intended it to be closed session. I don't know how it got to be executive
and
session.
And seconded by Yolanda. It would be an amendment to the agenda, and therefore our meeting would be required to vote for a vote of discussion. The maker of the motion, you already spoke, if you want to speak again.
Oh, yes, I do. You know, this thing that happened to Ken was clearly out of order and out of process. And if we had a chance to discuss, and I have a need as a human being, and I have a need as a person who is responsible to Pacifica Foundation to make sure that justice is served. And in order to do that, we need to handle this matter with great delicacy and expediency. The matter should be put at the top of the agenda because a mistake made with the process that will argue during this
motion, the mistakes made will become clear, and we'll know why we put it at the top of the agenda, because an injustice was done, and he has, and if we delay this and keep him from a meeting, it will aggravate his grievance. And it is, everybody in this room knows that the process of the suspension of Ken Freeland was done hastily and out of order, and that is something that we as board members cannot allow happen consciously. And so while the chair is...
speaking to the motion, is that you're assuming that one that was, may I ask, your initial chair, when I hear the motion, so we can divide for you, 2 minutes earlier, Monty, would you mind giving comments for government framework? So it seems there was a lot more here.
So, anyway, if you're finished, I'll continue addressing them.
Go ahead. Your time is running.
Go into your arguments.
So we cannot delay this matter of discussing what happened to Ken Freeland in a 5-minute period the last meeting, because it was so outrageously out of the process of what we should have done with regards to handling a suspension, that everybody in this room should recognize the need to sit down and work this matter through, to look at the process that was not followed. And so it needs to be done in...
Point of information?
Yes.
Do you have an executive session?
No.
Thank you. I'm just extending the point of the objection. These matters are appropriate for executive session.
Well, that's arguable, too, so I appreciate that.
I'm just saying the point.
I appreciate your argument. But the meeting itself is not the matter of the meeting. How the meeting was handled can be a matter of public record. And
all right,
I get 5 minutes, right? I was just pacing myself.
You already spoken for 3 minutes.
No, I'm not sure.
Do you just say, Madam Chair, point of information, do you just say these things out of your head because you want to get moving, or do you actually have some substantive fact? If we play back the tape, would we find out if I spoke for 5 full minutes? Well, I'm asking for my full 5 minutes.
That's not a point of information, it's a point of order, Jack.
That's a point of order.
That's a point of order.
Point of order, thank you.
You didn't ask for a point of order, you asked for a point of information.
Point of order. Address the chair, everyone, not each other. Purposes and so forth of the executive session that was held. therefore, the state is part in favor of amending the attendance.
That's what your motion is about?
To advance the item, I ordered that it's very important for us to go back and do the right thing, because I feel that we are all in jeopardy, and it's my right to protect myself, my dignity, and my honesty, and also do more that I say.
You were addressing that you wish to consider the most what we had, but you are not addressing the time of coming on the agenda why you wish to advance.
I would think that this is what it is about, but it's important, the urgency.
Yours, and then Cindy, and then Sandy, and then everyone.
Yeah, so those of you who are going to be with the meeting to consider a code of conduct and complaint against Ken Freeland, which was considered and which in which a
you can't speak into the most different for point of order.
It is not appropriate for you to be addressing the audience in giving an explanation and didact. It is appropriate for you to address the motion.
This is not an executive session. We cannot possibly discuss whether the agenda is an open session. It simply can't be done. You can't say what happens in executive session in any detail whatsoever. All that's allowed to come out of executive session is a result of it. So this is an absurd motion, frankly. It can't be considered in this context.
So therefore, you are speaking against the motion to change the agenda item, advancing it, and removing it from executive session.
I rise to a question of privilege. I rise to a question of privilege. I need to note for the record that a question of privilege has the highest rank of any of the motions currently before the chair. The refusal to recognize a local station board member who has not been given notice or cause for a suspension is a fundamental violation of my right as a local station board member, and therefore this entire board meeting is now acting out of order.
All in in favor of changing the agenda? Raise your hand. One, two, two. All opposed? Raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. So, the agenda in that regard stays as it is.
There is no motion on the floor to approve the agenda at 7. Is there further discussion? Yes. I would like to move to the committee report to the committee. And the executive session will be assigned.
I think I'd like to do interview meetings right now.
There has been a motion by Deb Shaffer to amend the agenda to provide for committee report to occur at 8:30.
10-3-1. I just want to state for the record, am I in focus, Robin? I just want to state for the record that it's very clear that my fundamental rights as a local station board member have been abrogated by this body. This body has no bylaws authority to suspend a member without cause, and that's exactly what was done. I've seen the minutes, and other members have seen the minutes notes. No cause was given for the suspension. No cause has still been given for the suspension. I'm not being recognized. And therefore, it seems to me that the Pacifica National Board has an obligation to look into this matter and find out how it can adjust the situation so that the bylaws are not abrogated if it's an issue view outside.
I understand. I really wish you could get back to the and there have been motions and seconds to schedule the committee meeting, the committee report for activity, and the executive session for 9. Is there any further discussion? There must go. All in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All opposed.
No, these people want to do this on camera yet. This is the continuation of comments. The LSE meeting is still going on. I'm not being recognized. I'm unable to represent my constituents whom I was elected to serve. I've never been given cause. No just and fair hearing on a suspension was ever held. Nor was any advance notice given to me of any motion to suspend. I have sent the Pacifica National Board an appeal about a week ago requesting their intervention in this matter, which has not been responded to in a timely way. I sent 11 arguments. I will be posting those once again to the local KPFC community, to my constituents, explaining why I was unjustly suspended in the eyes of the LSE. This is a totally political act. It has no justification in my behavior as a local station board member. None has been given. No evidence has been presented to that effect.
no charge, no specification have been made to that effect, and therefore the suspension is a purely political fiat to prevent me and my unpopular opinion from being represented, and that of my constituents from being represented at this local station board meeting. The date today is the 24th of August, 2005. I once again appeal to members of the Pacifica National Board, to members of the Pacifica community at large, and to members of the KPFD local community to look closely at the abrogation of democratic process entailed by what you've seen on this camera tonight. Thank you.